Did Jesus come to set us free back here? He came to give us that kind of freedom, didn't He? But you notice also that she had to take away from this enemy by force what rightfully belonged to her. Although I prayed the prayer of faith for her, it wasn't an instantaneous thing. It took 5 months for the full healing to come to reality. And she fought the fight, stayed in the Word, continued to praise God and worship Him and do all the things. And through all that, her freedom came that Jesus had fought for and defeated the devil 2,000 years ago. Now then, if we could get a hold of that, how many Christians could be free of sickness and disease? Every one of us. If we were willing to fight that fight of faith, we could be free. But we go too much by what we see. We look in the mirror and see that back all twisted, all out of shape. You know, you think about a spine that God designed to be straight. And here this thing is crooked out like this and it's twisted and gnarled. And you're in excruciating pain. Who would ever dream that could be a demon inside your body? But that's what it is. That's what it is. Been in there all of her life. Now, Christ is the one through whom God created everything in heaven and in earth. He made the things we could see and the things we can't see. He made kings, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities. Everything has been created through Him and for Him. So what did He make?
Everything.
Did He make the demons?
Yes.
You know, you think, why did He do this? He had a reason, didn't He? In other words, if Jesus made everything, including everything that's visible and invisible, then every demon of hell that's out there was no accident. He made it. Is that right? Is He going to use them? Yeah. It doesn't seem fair, does it? Yeah, to our mind. To our mind, when I think about Caitlin in a car wreck and gets a demon. Or when I think about this little girl, today, this little girl that was bound for 10, 12 years, whatever it was, whenever they finally started casting these demons out of her, totally, completely bound, couldn't do nothing. After 3 days of intensive warfare and kicking all these demons out of this little girl with 10 people in the room documenting everything that was happened. And one of the things when I read the documentation from a doctor's standpoint, when this little girl was doing things that were wild, the doctor said her blood pressure should have been 200, you know, but he checked it and it's 85 over 65. It made no difference what she done. Her blood pressure from the time they started to the day it was over was 85 over 65. He said it made her, she was screaming, kicking, jumping off the ceiling, or sitting there in perfect peace. Her blood pressure was 85 over 65. Two doctors checking this. Temperature. Things happened that drops of sweat would fall off them and hit her skin and then vaporize and turn into steam. And the doctor said, when I saw that, I thought that little girl's got to be burning up. He checked her temperature, 94.5. What's the normal temperature of a human body? 98.6 is average. If you're on fire, you got 105, 106, or 107 temperature, and that'll kill you, or could. This little girl's temperature was 94.5 through the entire deliverance, and it was checked many times. What can a demon do to you? They can do awful things to you. But that today, that little girl is totally normal and totally free. A beautiful little girl. Grown now, but a beautiful little girl. This happened in 74. I say, you know, she's definitely grown. But I think about, in fact, Cheryl and I read a book just the other day, not too long ago, it's been a few months ago. I believe that guy was an Indian. Wasn't he from India? That Mashif or whatever he is. What, isn't he Indian, honey? Wherever he's from. India or wherever. He came to America to go to seminary so he could be a preacher. And he went to work in a children's hospital. State Hospital. And while he was working there, there was a little boy that was so bound, they had to keep him in a straitjacket. He would beat himself. He would fall in the floor. His face was all tore up. He would just, if you took him out of a straitjacket, he'd just beat himself in the face. So they'd keep a little kid in a straitjacket. And he felt such compassion for the little boy. One day, he said, I was standing there in a room trying to take care of this little boy. And I said, oh, God. Lord, I'd do anything to be able to get that little boy healed. You know God's listening? He said, oh, you would? He said, if you fast 21 days and pray, you'll have the power to cast out that demon. Huh? Oh, 14 days. Okay. Cheryl said 14 days. I thought it was 21 days. Okay, 14 days, whatever it was. So he went home and got with God, and he fasted and prayed for those 14 days. He said the Lord told him, the first 3 days, no food and no water. Nothing for 3 days. He said, after the third day, you can have water only for the next till the 14th day. At the 14th day, the Lord spoke to him again and said, you're ready. He said, I went back over to that state hospital and walked in that room, and there's a little boy bound in that jacket named Stephen. Stevie. He said, the minute I walked in the room, I thought, what am I going to do? He said, my hand just went up. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of him. He said, the most awful, wicked smell I ever smelt in my life. The little boy slammed against the wall, and that demon came out of him, and he fell down on the floor. And he said, I went over. I didn't know what had happened. I ran over there, and I looked at him. I looked down his face, and the little boy opened his eyes, and he was perfectly normal. He said, who are you? Now, he had ministered to him day after day after day, but in the state of condition he was with that demon in him, nah, he didn't know who he was. But Stevie was set free. And then he said, after I saw God do that, I started praying over the little boy's face and all those scars. And he said, within 6 months, God took all the scars off of his face. Does God love us? Is He a faith God? Yeah, He expects us to learn something about Him, doesn't He? If that young man could do that, and God's no respecter of persons, what can the rest of us do? The same thing if we spend that time with the King. That's the whole thing. Then He says, everything has been created through Him and for Him. So Jesus made those invisible demons. And He put them on this earth for a purpose. Stop and think about that. Pretty scary, isn't it? He made them. And He put them here with us. For a reason. Because they were made for Him and by Him and for His purpose. You've got to begin to think a little bit like God to understand all this. This is a little bigger than what you can. When you just read this at face value, you won't never pick up on these things. You've got to spend time with Him in this book. Let's go to the next ones. He existed before everything else began, and He holds all creation together. That's not a very big job.
Not for God.
When you think like God, no problem, is it, James? I'd hate to think I had to hold this Dallas together, wouldn't you? But He holds the whole creation together. Yeah. And He holds all creation together. Christ is the head of the church, which is His body. No, the church, what is the church? A building? That's it. We are the church, and He's the head of the church, which is His body. He is the first of all who will rise from the dead, and so He is first in everything. In other words, He was the firstborn from the dead. In other words, He was given the first number. I think about every time I go in a place where they got one of these machines, take a number, and I look up and I'm number 117. And I look up to see which one's been served, and it's down to about 80. And so I realize I'm going to be there for a while. But if I got 117 and 116 being served now, I don't have far to go. So I think, great. But I think back there, although I might have been number 5,000,365, when you go all the way back to number one, he was there. He was number one. He was the first one resurrected from the dead. And think about this. This is something I thought about a rapture. Everybody's waiting for a rapture. They'd be caught out of here. Do you know you're going to have one? Your own personal rapture. He's going to come for you. Who knows? Just like our little lady. He came for her the other day. The king came and took little Brietta home at 19 months. She had her personal rapture. She's in the arms of the king. He took her personally. He comes for us. He comes, but every one of us in here, we need to realize when we die, that's going to be the best day of your life. You're going to be free. Now, Cheryl and I watched a movie the other night on the airplane. When I told Tim about this, he said, good grief, Dad, that thing's 20 years old. Okay, I didn't see it 20 years ago. I don't watch movies. That tells where I don't go, right? The name of this movie was Ghost. Anybody ever seen it? Oh, all kinds of people seen it, okay. I had never heard of the thing. I mean, Tim obviously saw it, you know, but I saw it the other night. Of course, they got TV all over, a TV at every station on the airplane. There is a TV at every seat on the airplane. That's awesome, on a 777. And they show about 10 movies at a time. So you can select the one you want to watch. And they show them over three times on a 10 and a half hour flight. So you can stay busy watching movies if you want to. You can watch movies the whole flight. So I'm looking at this screen over here and seeing stuff there. And I'm looking. I thought, I ain't got a headset or nothing in. But all of a sudden, I see a man get killed. You know, I see some, you know, wild things happening. And a guy gets stabbed with a plate glass through him, you know, and he's dead, and then all of a sudden he steps up out of his body, and there he's, I thought, well, what's this movie all about, you know? That looks interesting, you know?
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.